Y'all, a lot of people think that in recovery groups, in recovery circles, in 12-step groups, that they're filled with alcoholics and drug addicts and sex addicts and porn addicts and relationship addicts. They think that they're rooms full of those who have had past abortions, that have funded those abortions, full of those who have suffered abuse, from those that have eating disorders, bulimia, anorexia, gluttony, from those that are addicted to self and pride. A lot of people think that that's who fill recovery groups, 12-step groups, recovery circles. That's not so. It's not the case here. That's not who's in this room tonight. Who's in this room tonight are pastors and leaders and missionaries and evangelists and world leaders and world changers. That's who's in this room tonight and who will be in this room when they are in Christ. And the reason why is because we are not defined by our past. We're not defined by our past. In fact, we're not even defined by our present. Instead, rather, if you placed your faith in Jesus for the forgiveness of your sins, it says that you're defined by him. That you're no longer defined by anything that you did or even that you're still doing or might do in the future, but rather that if you are in him, you are defined by Jesus, period, by his righteousness, that you have become adopted by God through Christ, filled and sealed with the Holy Spirit, that you are now a son and daughter of God Most High, born again, made new, regeneration. And that's who is in this room. Or who will be in this room as they're made new in Christ. And the reason why I can say that so confidently and so boldly here at Regeneration is because the scriptures say this from 1 Corinthians 6, verses 9 through 11. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And let me tell you something. I hit a lot on that list. A lot of those are things that I would have been defined by. And that is what some of you were. It says were, past tense. And that is what some of you were, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Paul writes to the Corinthians and he's like, hey, I know who you were. I knew all your sin struggles. I know why you'd be in the 12-step group and in the recovery group. And that's not you. Because you are washed, you are sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. And so whoever you were and whatever struggles you still may have, that's not you. You're new in Jesus Christ. And that is what regeneration is. It's why we gather together every Monday night to remind ourselves of the truth of the good news of Jesus. So welcome to Regeneration. Glad that you're here.